think 90-odd% of the supporters will be really delighted where we are, the bigger picture of the run that we're on, where we are in the division. I think probably comparisons to last year, we're ahead of schedule of where we were at this stage. So we're making progress all the time. Of course, we wanted to win all our home games, but we've had a decent run of home victories. Last two games, for different reasons, we've not won them, but we go to Sheffield Wednesday on now on Saturday. Different type of proposition for us, but a game that we're looking forward to.
So let's talk about Sheffield Wednesday then. I think that they scored two against Wolves last week, but they tend not to score more than one. I think that's the first time they've done that in nine games. So they tend to be tight affairs involving them.
Yeah, I think they're a little bit different to last year in terms of they probably are a little bit more solid, but ultimately they've still got players that can hurt you. Forestieri seems to have got his mojo back a little bit now. Last week they went with Zhao, but they've still got some good options of Nanua, Stephen Fletcher. Hooper's probably going to be out injured. So they've got players, they've got creativity. We certainly won't be underestimating them because they've got some real good players. They wanted to go one step further than they went last year. Big football club, big expectancy levels. We'll be the underdogs, so let's try and go there and upset the apple cart like people are saying Wolves and Burton did to us.
Yeah. And to what extent does this fall into that category of Brighton away, Norwich away, because you look at their league position and the form that they're in?
Just as tough as any game. Forget playing against the top teams, against anybody in the Championship, because they're all tough games for the reasons that we've mentioned. But you're going to a big stadium, a good capacity crowd, a test, because they're a team that are looking to get further up the division and ultimately get into the Premier League. So we know what's at stake, but I'm sure Carlos and his team and staff will be aware of what run we're on and how we've played recently, and that we turned them over last year, and we give them a good game at Hillsborough as well.
It's a great place to play football, isn't it, Hillsborough?
Yeah, I had a couple of months there on loan as a player there myself, so I know what it's like. And so we've got to go there and put in a real big work ethic, keep the ball, take our chances when they come along, and try and produce the performances that we've done recently when we've gone to Brighton, when we've gone to Norwich, when we've gone to Birmingham, and even Rotherham, our last away victory as well. So we've been good on the road over the last few weeks, months. Let's make sure we continue that.
And looking at that bigger picture again, is it to try and put pressure on those playoff teams, or is it to keep that 7-point gap or extend that 7-point gap above the relegation places?
Well, really, within the group, we're not really focusing on anything below us or above us. All we're doing is we're approaching every game and try and win it and see where it takes us. And that's all we've tried to do last year when we came into the Championship, and that's all we've done this year. We didn't get too despondent when we were in the bottom three or four early in the season because we probably didn't look at the table. We didn't need to look because people were reminding us about it. But ultimately, we're just going to see where it takes us. We're at a football club where there's no real great expectancy levels on us. Obviously, that all comes from within, what we want to try and achieve, and that comes from individual and team performances on a weekly basis. So that's the only thing that we've got to look at. If we're doing the right things on the pitch, we'll get the results, and where it takes us, who knows?